The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Our weekday podcast is brought to you by CommBank, committed to being a better bank. Find out more at combank.com.au/better.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Tuesday the 22nd of October. In your Squeeze today, magazine media changes, a surprise guilty plea in the Claremont killer case, unrest in Chile, and the best porridge in the world. This is your Squeeze today. Magazine titles like Better Homes and Gardens, New Idea, Marie Claire, Girlfriend, In Style, and Men's Health are headed for new ownership in a deal worth $40 million, Claire.
That's right. Pacific Magazines, which was owned by Seven West Media, has been sold to Bauer Media, pending clearance by the ACCC. That $40 million price tag is something that Seven West Media says it'll use to retire some debt and tidy up its books. But the German-owned Bauer says that it's going to boost their content, it'll increase their scale, and is a good addition to their portfolio.
So as you say, that deal looks likely to be finalised by the end of the year or early next year. And it's going to be an interesting one, as now some magazines who have traditionally been fierce competitors, for example, Woman's Day and New Idea, will be under the same roof. It's not the only deal that James Warburton, the new CEO of Seven West Media, has made since taking over only really a matter of weeks ago.
Yeah, he hasn't been in that gig very long. He has announced plans to merge Channel 7 with the regional TV broadcaster Prime. He sold a very small radio holdings that Seven West Media had and is just really cracking on with things. The investors seem to like that news. Their share price was up 11.7% yesterday.
And over at Rival 9, some changes are afoot also as they move towards 100% ownership of Macquarie Media.
That's right. The Macquarie Media CEO, Adam Lang, will leave by the end of the week. Nine has secured 100% ownership of Macquarie Media, which holds a whole heap of radio stations around the country, particularly 2GB in Sydney, 3AW in Melbourne, got 4BC in Brizzy and 6PR over in Perth. That departure has been mooted really in the last few weeks. There's been a few difficulties at Macquarie Media, particularly around Alan Jones's contract. They said that that position was going to be made redundant when it was eventually merged with Nine, so he might as well go now.
To the Perth courts, and yesterday Bradley Edwards, who is accused of the murders of Sarah Spires, Jane Rimmer and Ciara Glennon in the mid-90s, and who has maintained his not guilty plea on those charges, surprised the court by pleading guilty to some other charges.
He'd said that he was not guilty of abducting and assaulting a 17-year-old girl back in the mid-90s as well, also assaulting an 18-year-old woman back in 88, but he changed his plea on those two cases yesterday. That was quite a shock to people who are following this very closely. He was in the court on a procedural matter. The trial relating to those murders starts in mid-November.
And that's referred to as the Claremont killer case when you're looking at that in the news. Over to Chile now, and at least seven people have died in riots in the capital, Santiago.
Unrest was sparked there a few days ago when the government suggested a metro fare hike. It's suspended that now off the back of the unrest. But like the protests that we're seeing around the world at the moment, it's actually about deeper things. And this one seems to reflect anger around issues like cost of living and inequality. There's high unemployment there. So authorities have declared a state of emergency in Santiago, but also in other cities where unrest has spread to. About 1,400 arrests have been made there.
And on riots, last weekend was the 20th consecutive of unrest in Hong Kong. The unlawful demonstrations saw roads blocked, properties vandalised. And keep in mind, you've got a link in the Squeeze Today email on the cost to local businesses also. Now let's talk recycling and the old which thing goes in which bin debacle could become a bit more complicated with an interim report by Infrastructure Victoria suggesting six bins could be on their way to reform the state's waste system.
Plenty of people have enough problems with two bins. So it was interesting to see the reaction yesterday. And actually, that seems to be part of the problem. There's this co-mingling issue where the wrong things are going into that recycling bin. Victoria's also suffered some issues down there with the collapse of a big recycler. So there's been a lot of recyclables going into landfill. What infrastructure Victoria has suggested are bins for organics, plastic, paper and card, glass, metals, and then you get your good old rubbish bins. So be interesting to see the public feedback to that.
It's not usually a popular household chore taking the bins out. Now it's become an even worse job.
Oh yeah, imagine if you have six bins to take out. Gosh.
The annual wealth report by Credit Suisse is out, and it seems our overall wealth has slipped in Australia.
We were second on the list in that report, but we've slipped to fourth spot. Aussies' wealth on average has fallen from about $600,000 per adult to $560,000. That's off the back mainly of property price decreases, but also relates to the falling Aussie dollar.
Bit of sport meets entertainment news now. Rafael Nadal has gotten married over the weekend.
He has. He's married his longtime girlfriend. She's been seen the side of the court for a very long time. That's Maria Francisca Perello. They had a very nice wedding by the looks of things, and there's a really good link there, particularly an article that I think has been translated from Spanish, which did give me a few giggles because of the translation.
That's all right. People are going there to look at the dress anyway. And whilst we're on it, actress Jennifer Lawrence has married her art dealer partner, Cook Maroney. There's a link in the Squeeze Today email detailing the food on offer at the reception and at the after party. Sounds pretty good.
Like the best thing of a wedding, surely, the food. Don't worry about the, you know, happiness of the couple. You've got to get a good meal.
Oh, and the drinks. No?
And the drinks.
I like the speeches. I'm a sucker for the speeches.
Keep it short. Let's eat.
And one for the diary. Harry and Meghan's documentary on their recent trip to Africa airs tonight at 7:30 p.m. on 10.
There's been a lot said about that in the last 24 hours since that program aired in the UK. Reports this morning, particularly that Prince William is worried about his brother. There's been no official statement there, but as we say, sources said, yes. So it must be true.
Of course. A message now from our podcast sponsor, Verbo. As we head towards summer, you might well be looking for a holiday home. It might be worth checking out. Verbo, spelt V-R-B-O. They have homes available Australia-wide that fit a variety of budgets and tastes. Just head to the App Store and download the Verbo app, V-R-B-O, to find the right place for you. Finally, Lisa Williams has taken out the World Porridge Championships. The key, and I couldn't agree more with this, is salt.
Yep, she's a traditional porridge maker, which means she just uses oats and water and salt, and she's won the world championship. That leads on to our subject line today. Weirdly enough, there's not enough songs about breakfast. I think if you're looking for a gap in the song market,
yeah,
breakfast,
good point, actually.
We need breakfast. There's a lot of rude songs about breakfast, which really surprised me when I was looking for this. But I've gone for that old 90s, or might even be early 2000s song, and I said, what about Breakfast at Tiffany's?
Well, that's the only one that popped into my mind, so there you go.
Yeah. I reckon if you need a little venture, that could be one for you.
That could be one. There you go. And congratulations, Lisa, of course. While we're talking about breakfast, why not over breakfast have a listen to our new podcast, Squeeze Shortcuts. We have episodes out on West Papua, climate change, impeachment, Northern Syria, all designed to give you the context to understand those big news stories. And if you have a shortcut suggestion for us, you can always send us an email to hello@thesqueeze.com.au or get in touch via Twitter, Facebook or Instagram. Have a great Tuesday, enjoy your breakfast, and we'll chat to you tomorrow. The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesqueeze.com.au.